Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes aériennes de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This half hour, we're also going to have Santa Claus, so make sure you got the kids gathered around the radio for that as Santa comes into the studio, and we'll be talking to the kids about what they'd like for Christmas, and we'll be talking to the kids about Christmas in general, so if you have the little ones around the phone, do have them listening at 6:30, Santa Claus, live in studio. But right now, we'd like to bring on the air guy that is just making waves all over L.A. and his soon-to-be nationally syndicated whack job. He is on K99, and he has done some pretty outrageous stunts so far on the air. I'm going to get him on the air here from his home in the San Fernando Valley. Whack job, how you doing?
I'm real good, Phil. Thanks a lot for having me on your program.
Why all the talk about your show?
Well, I think it's because probably we really push the envelope. Our program is not stale. It's not boring. It's very young. Our show is very youthful-oriented. We have a lot of young listeners, and I think we got a lot of people listening to our show between the ages of 25 and 54. It's really important that we get that demographic. And
would you call yourself a shock jock?
I don't know. Some people like to label me, and I don't like to label what I do. I just do it. I push it. We go to the outside of the envelope and beyond. There's a lot of people on the air in L.A. right now that think they're, edgy and think they're out there, but we don't pay lip service to that. We're really out there. And we're talking about, like Rick Dees. We take it even further than Dees takes it. We take it further than Kevin the Bean. We're even further out than Stern, any of these guys. Our show is, we do a lot of stuff.
Well, let me give you an idea. Now, you were out at a local mall, and you had a big sign up behind you that said, "I will autograph your wife's ass," right?
That's right. A lot of guys will go ahead and, they'll sign their girlfriend's, boobs or whatever. Not us. We'll go right out there, man. I'll sign a guy's wife's ass. I'll sign my name to her ass. I'm right out there in the parking lot, okay? We make them drop trowel. We make sure they're married. We make sure that they have a wedding ring on. And then we'll go right ahead and I'll autograph. I'll even tattoo my name on their ass if they want to, because we got a full tattoo parlor set up at our remote site. And we know a lot of guys work tattoo parlors. So we take it even that far out.
Now, what was this thing?
It's pretty raw. It's very, very raw, and it's very, very out there, and nobody's ever done it before. And that's what makes us the new thing on the horizon in radio, not only L.A. market, but also across the country. It's just the fact that we're willing to go and do the raw stuff, and we're willing to go out and take it out on the edge, Tomorrow, we got something planned on the air on the Whack Job Show. I think people are got.
And the name of your show is Whack Job and Friends, right?
Whack Job and Friends, morning 6 to 10 on K99. That's really cool.
All right, what was this? Now, you were out there, "I'll sign your wife's ass" was one of the signs. What is this about offering to have an affair with a guy's wife?
But only if the guy's in prison. Because what I want to do is really take it to the edge. So we'll contact women whose husbands have gone inside for a while, and we'll offer to sleep with them, okay? And, like on our morning show. So we take letters from inmates who offer their wives up to us. And then, if the wife is agreeable, then on our show, we'll have sex with her right there on the air. And, nobody's ever done that. How's that? That's pretty raw, huh?
And having sex with a prison inmate's wife, on the air?
On the air. We do that.
Naturally, I'm not believing anything that you're saying.
No, we do it, man.
You're telling me that you actually, on the air, you're having sex with an inmate's wife.
With a prison inmate. None of these county jail punks.
You're calling the guys at county jail punks.
Yeah, they're punks. I'm talking about hardcore state of California or federal penitentiary inmates. I will have sex with their wives while they're inside and have no way of contacting these women, and obviously no way of being with them. See, that to me is real edgy radio. That's taking it to the edge. I'm part of the new brew. I'm part of the new scene. And I'm really sorry, Phil, but a lot of stuff that's going on in radio today, you guys are old, man. You, You know, you guys in your 40s, you, Stern, all these 40-year-old guys. You know, I'm one of the new brew, I'm new breed guy. We bring it hard, we bring it raw, we bring it now, okay? Because that's what the young cats want to hear, all these dudes who want to hear the real new raw radio. We do it, you know?
All right, so you're out, you're tattooing wives, only wives. You're tattooing your name on their rear end, and you claim that you're having sex with prison inmates' wives with their permission.
It's not a claim, Phil, it's true.
And, well, it's a difficult one to believe that you're doing on the air, because I know that there are some FCC regulations, and FCC regulations sometimes can bring a pretty heavy sting that says you can't do that.
You know something? You can worry about the FCC regulations. I'm not going to worry about that, okay? For me...
Well, how do you get around the fines?
Nobody dare fine me, because everybody digs my show. Everybody's with my show, okay? I mean, my name is Whackjob, okay? We say screw the FCC. That's another thing that makes my show different. Screw the FCC... We are Whack Job and Friends. We're doing what people want to hear. We're tattooing our names on the guys' wives' asses. We're sleeping with prison inmates' wives. You know, we're signing their Hogans, you know. I mean, I do a thing called Butt Bongo, which, you know.
That's something that somebody else does. So what do you do? You're ripping off people's material?
No, we do it better, man. We do it more new and more now, more young. Yeah, tomorrow morning, okay, tomorrow morning on our show, my girlfriend is going to come in and urinate all over me, and that'll be in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to carry that over from the 7 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, my girlfriend is going to come into the studio and urinate on me. That's what I call cutting-edge comedy, and we do it every morning.
And your girlfriend coming into the studio and doing that to you, you call cutting-edge comedy. I wanted to ask you a question, okay? You say that these guys are...
You don't believe anything I'm saying, do you?
No, I don't believe anything. I don't believe you're sleeping with prison inmates' wives on the air.
That's like a razor, man. It's so sharp, and you can't accept that. It's the problem with guys like you. I mean, she's got a whiz right on the Whack Job, and that's what we're calling the promotion. Whiz on the Whack Job. My girlfriend comes in tomorrow morning, okay?
Well, I'm not believing that you're going to do it. I don't believe that any radio station...
Well, man, you know what? That's the world you live in. I mean, if your bosses don't allow you to do anything edgy, cutting edge, I mean, we're right on the edge. We are evolving. We're doing what we need to do. We're doing the do, man. And if you can't deal with that, and God knows, you know, and the other thing that we do is we sign girls' Hogans, you know, right there on the street. And
you're signing girls' what?
Signing, you know, their boobs. And
what do you mean their boobs?
We're signing their, you know, their...
Why don't you say what they are?
We're talking about breasts?
No. The word that starts with a T. Go ahead, Whack Job, Mr. Cutting Edge. Go ahead.
What?
I said go ahead.
Hey, you know, I'm hearing a little jealousy here.
I mean, no, I'm not. Maybe not. But go ahead. You're signing girls' Hogan's boobs. What do you call them? Their rack.
Hey, man, I'll punk you right off the red.
No, you're not gonna punk me, man. Tell me what they're called. Go. You're gonna sign their t. Go ahead, say it.
No, man, that's you call it. What are you doing? You call it Whack Job out or something? I mean.
Yeah, I'm calling Whack Job out, man. That's what I'm doing. You're going to sign their Hogans, you're going to sign their boobs, you're going to sign their breasts, you're going to sign their what?
Hey, man, I got to tell you some better men than you have called out Whack Job.
Okay, better men than me have called out Whack Job. I'm calling Whack Job out. Say it. You're signing their what?
You're calling out the new brew?
I'm calling out the new brew. You're going to autograph chicks
You can kiss my Whack Job ass.
Okay, all of that stuff. I can kiss your Whack Job ass. Come on, Whack Job. You're going to sign the girl's what? Say it, Mr. Edge. Say it, Mr. Cutting Edge.
Hey, man, we push the outside of the
envelope. Well, push the outside of the envelope now. You're signing their what? Spell it. Come on.
I can't because of the...
You can't? Ooh, Whack Job can't, huh? Why, Whack Job? Because of the FCC? You're going to sign their
T's, how about that?
Oh, no, Whack Job. You're not getting away with that. Not T's. You're signing their T-I what? You're signing them. Come on, say it, Whack Job. Say it, Mr. Cutting Edge. Say it, Mr. New Brew, New Breed. Come on, say it, Mr. I Push the Envelope. I'm sleeping with prison inmates' wives or whatever the hell. I play Butt Bongo like that's original. Come on, say it. You're going to sign their what?
You blow hard, dude.
Oh, okay, I blow. Whack Job, you're a big fat coward.
You can't tell me that. Whack Job is K-99.
K-99, Whack Job, tomorrow morning. Come on, you gotta sign their what, man? Their T, what? T-I, what?
I don't know what guys do with anything.
Who's this, Popeye I'm talking to, man? Hello? Hello?
What?
Yeah, come on, do it.
What did I ever do to you to deserve this shame?
Nothing, whack job. I'm promoting your show, man. Oh, well, you think about it, okay? You think about what it's called.
Remember, Wiz on Whack Job tomorrow morning.
Yeah, yeah, we're all waiting for your big cutting-edge radio. Wiz on the Whack Job. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. A few minutes away from Santa Claus being in studio, so you can talk to him, have the kids gather around the radio, talk to Santa. And I've got to get that guy's rear end in gear a little bit, because we ain't got one present under our tree. We got a couple of bottles of booze under our tree. I got two bottles of wine, and that's it. And I got a bag with some books in it that I'm giving myself. And Marie and I gave each other books. Actually, no, we didn't. We gave ourselves books. So we just threw it in a bag and put it under the tree. So we got that and two bottles of wine. So we got some stuff that we have got to do. And I got to go get her these gardening clogs. Have you ever seen those, though? I mean, she likes to garden. Yeah, those are the clogs that you wear when you're gardening. So what is it? That helps you walk in mud? I got to find a store out in T.O. or Westlake Village. And I got to do it soon. I was going to go over to the one on Lake in Pasadena. It's called Smith and something. I don't know what. But it's too far away from where I live. And going down Lake Avenue in Pasadena at Christmas time, I'd rather do a Kennedy. I'd rather just be in a convertible with the top down, wave to the crowd, and hire a guy to go up on the fifth floor someplace. I would rather go to all that trouble than drive down Lake in Pasadena on Christmas week. But that's the only store that I know of that has them. So I got to get that, and I want to get her some of those UGG boots. She wants those UGG slippers. And then one of those sweaters. I think they're selling them at JCPenney's. You get into the sweater, and it's got mittens. The sweater goes all the way down to, like, hands, the hand thing, like that. It's a bunch of gardening crap I think I'll get her. Okay, so that's, I got to get that for my wife. Then I got to get the kids a bunch of stuff. And guess what? They want new Nintendo 64 games. You ever been over to Toys R Us last Christmas? I don't know how it is this year. You ever been over to Toys R Us to get a Nintendo game at Christmas time? You have to take a number. They go into a locked vault. They go into a vault. I mean, it's under lock and key. Are you telling me, and I could be way out of the loop, are you telling me that there is a risk of riot? There's a risk of, like, looting and riot? If they leave these games out anywhere visible, the dude's got to take a big master lock off of one of those big gate chain doors and open that, then unlock another big double-sided metal door and slide that open slowly. And then you walk into, like, this air-conditioned vault where he goes and he gets, yeah, you might as well be hearing the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. It's like Invaders from Mars. And you walk into the vault where the Nintendo games are. Naturally, this year, they need two more. I don't know what it's called, the gauntlet or something. And she's telling me, oh, yeah, no sweat. Christmas week, 9 o'clock at night, there ain't nobody in Toys R Us. You know what? I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. That's what Maria says. By 9 o'clock, everybody's out of there. Now, the malls are staying open till midnight. Some of them stay open all night. There's a couple that I know are like 24-hour. At least they stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning. God, I'd love to do something like that. The week is just, it's going to be brutal, that's all. I mean, and you can ask yourself, why didn't I get this stuff done sooner? Hey, you try getting kids to write their letters to Santa Claus any sooner than like 2 weeks ahead of Christmas. Go ahead, try it. What, do you want me to tell you where the malls are? Do you want me to ask the audience? I'm not going to ask these people. They're just as much in the dark as I am. I don't know where the overnight malls are. There might be some around. So I got to get a bunch of gardening crap. I got to get some of the crap for the kids. And, oh, yeah, one of the guys wants, and I'm quoting now directly from his letter to Santa, an electric car that goes at least 30 miles an hour. End quote. What is that? I know I can pick up those babies over Radio Shack, but how fast do those things go? An electric car that goes at least 30 miles an hour. I got him an electric boat last year so he could stick it in the water and, you know, and apparently the juice on the thing lasts 20 minutes and then we have to charge it for another 4 days. It gets like a four-day long charge to give 20 minutes worth of kicks out of this thing. The little one, Catherine, of all the guys in the family, we got one girl and three boys. Guess who wants a skateboard? She does. Because the three guys think skateboarding's a punk sport. I said, you know, I don't want to talk out of school, but I used to skateboard. They go, yeah, like we said, it's a punk sport. She wanted a skateboard, and she's playing basketball, so she wants a basket. So guess what I get to do? I get to go to Big Five, buy one of those damn baskets that I got to put together, you know, the ones that go up and down. I hope they're a lot easier. I hope they're constructing them easier than they used to, because the old ones are a pain. The old ones with the, you know, you had to take a wrench out and literally loosen bolts. These, I think, it's just a snap lever. I can move that thing up and down. Great. Basketball season is here. Guys have something to shoot at. That's fine. And then it can lower it down for Catherine, 7 feet high. She can nail it in there. I think that'll work. But it's going to, I hate putting crap together, and I'm going to have to do it, I know. And then getting that thing under the tree, I'm just kidding. And I'm still looking at that Slam Man I bought him from last year. That was $300. This robot, not a robot, it's just this big guy that stands there, made out of plastic. Lights go on and off in its mouth and its eyes, and you're supposed to take shots. Boxing gloves come with this thing, and you have to take shots to kind of punch these lights. And if you hit enough lights, I guess you win. So it was a wonderful workout tool, and it would be great for a bunch of three boys that want to get the, you know, juices out or whatever. They want to, you know, get their kicks. The thing's busted like within 2 weeks because it had a little computer mechanism that you had to program, and then you get the lights going in intervals. It's like a training device, like you would use a bicycle, you know, one of those exercise cycles that has the hill programs on it. Same thing with this. And then I got Big Al, my father-in-law. Some boxing gloves autographed, because this guy used to be a Golden Gloves fighter. Boxing gloves autographed by Sugar Ray Leonard. How do you give a guy a pair of boxing gloves autographed by Sugar Ray Leonard? Stuff I should have thought of, like put it in a case, put it, you know, frame it or something. I'm going to throw it in a shopping bag and give it to him. A paper bag. Merry Christmas, Al. Well, thank you, Phil. In a paper bag, two boxing gloves autographed by Sugar Ray Leonard. Wrap a little tissue around it. Oh, thank you, Mr. Schaefer. Wrap some tissue around it. Maybe I can get it at Bed Bath & Beyond. I know, some tissue and some of those nice little soaps. So that's where I got to, as soon as we get the hell off the air. All right, now coming up in just a few minutes, Santa Claus will join us. So get the kids around the radio, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Santa Claus in studio in minutes on The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Look who we have. Come on over here. Come on over, Santa Claus. This is great. Good to have you here, Santa.
Phil, it is my pleasure being here. And I'm very, very happy to join you and all of the young people, all of the children all over the world for another wonderful Christmas.
Well, you are a jolly guy, and you look like a happy guy. You're happy all the time, aren't you?
I'm happy all the time. I love Christmas time, of course. It's the most important time of year for me. And at the North Pole, where the elves are helping me and Mrs. Claus is baking all of those wonderful goodies that she bakes, we look forward to Christmas Eve, and we look forward to traveling around the world and giving the children their toys.
And you got all those lists?
Oh, I certainly do, Phil. I've got all the lists of all the children, and of course, some of them are still trickling in. But when we finally get all the lists together, then we look over the lists and see what we can do to help out Mommy and Daddy. and see what we can do to help Mommy and Daddy with the Christmas list, and also see what we have in our workshop. So, as you know, Christmas is a combined effort between Mommy and Daddy and Santa Claus.
Well, I know. I've seen you on many a Christmas Eve coming down the chimney and putting the presents under the tree for our guys. And it is wonderful to see you. And I hope we leave you the cookies and the milk that you like.
Well, I remember the Henry household very well, and you have carrots for my reindeer. And
we do. We put out the carrots for the reindeer.
Well, that's very good. And it's always a wonderful neighborhood and a wonderful street. And you've got four good guys there. You have Catherine.
That's correct.
And you have Alexander.
Yes.
And you have Nicholas.
Yes.
And you have Christopher. And I know that Rudolph loves carrots, and we appreciate that very much.
Okay, Santa Claus, I gave the number out here, 1-800-449-8686. And we'll see what the little guys out there would like to say to you tonight, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful, Phil.
Okay, here is Caitlin in Ontario. Say hello to Santa Claus, Caitlin.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Caitlin. How are you, dear?
Good.
Oh, it's so wonderful to speak with you tonight.
Are you really soon? Because are you just a mall hopper?
Am I a what?
Are you just really Santa's? Are you?
One of his helpers?
Yeah.
No, I'm Santa Claus, dear. I'm Santa Claus. Santa Claus does all the radio and television interviews, but the mall helpers just work in the malls, dear. Okay?
Okay.
And what can I... Do you want to tell me what you've asked Santa for this year?
Yes.
What did you ask Santa for, darling?
A boat.
A boat, okay.
And an easy bake oven.
An easy bake oven, yes.
And a dolly.
A dolly. Well, you know, I looked on your list and I thought I saw a Barbie. Did you ask for a Barbie?
Yeah.
Have you been a good girl, Caitlin?
Yes.
Well, Santa Claus will do his best. And Santa Claus will say hello to everybody in your house as I come down the chimney and through the window and through the door, and there's a lot of different things that I do to get into people's houses. Do you have a chimney, dear?
Yes.
Well, darling, I'll come down the chimney. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
Well, I'll be seeing you on Christmas Eve, but you make sure you're asleep. Okay, Caitlin?
Okay.
All right, dear. Merry Christmas, Caitlin!
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
Bye.
What a wonderful little girl.
That's Caitlin. So you've seen her list, huh?
Oh, I've seen. I think I saw Caitlin's list, yes. I seem to remember her list. And like I said to you, Phil, a lot of them are still trickling in.
Okay, we got Santa Claus here. So a lot of the lists are trickling in, the mail being a little slow.
Well, the mail is slow a lot this time of year, yes.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Noah. Noah, say hello to Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello, Noah. How are you? Ho, ho, ho. How are you today, Noah?
Good.
This is Santa Claus.
I'm Noah.
Where do you live, Noah?
I'm in Grove.
Oh, in Pasadena? Or do you live in... And Noah, have you been a good boy this year?
Yeah.
And what do you want for Christmas, Noah?
A Black Power Ranger, the Weird About Ranger.
Okay, a Black...
And a movie.
And a movie? What kind of movie did you want, pal?
The Black Power Ranger.
Oh, the Black Power Ranger. Yes, Noah. And you've been... There... I don't know if there is a Black Power Ranger, Noah. Is there a Black Power Ranger?
Yeah, I have one. I
want
two of them.
Okay, pal. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Noah. I'm going to go through the workshop, and I'm going to see if I can... Did you write me a list? Did you write me a letter? How about a white one? Will a white Power Ranger do? I'm looking for a black one, and I'll call the elves and see, all right?
Okay.
All right.
But there's colors inside the other one.
Okay. All right.
But I want a Black Power Ranger with a sword.
All right, Noah. Well, I'll see what I can do for you. All right?
Okay.
Santa Claus always tries his best. And you be a good boy between now and Christmas. All right, Noah? Okay, Noah?
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas, Noah!
Thank you very
from
much.
Santa Claus. Merry Christmas!
Christmas.
Goodbye, Noah!
Goodbye.
Well, there goes Noah there. What was the confusion?
Well, I don't know if there is a Black Power Ranger, but I will get on the phone and call the elves and see whether or not there is. I'm very familiar with Power Rangers. But if there is, there'll definitely be one that I will try to scour up there for little Noah over there. Maybe we can take a white one and paint it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you want to paint it. I don't know if they can...
Well, I'm trying the best that I can.
All right. That's very good of you, Santa Claus. Now let's go to San Diego. And San Diego has got August. Hello, August. Say hello to Santa Claus.
Hello, August. It's Santa Claus. How are you, dear?
Tell him what you want.
A car.
You want a car. Any kind of car, dear?
Plastic.
Oh, what did she say?
Plastic.
A plastic car? What did you say, hon?
Print it.
Print it?
Well, you know, August, did you write Santa Claus a letter, dear? Well, maybe she didn't write a letter.
August, honey, I bet you Santa's got your list. Did you print him a list?
Hello, August. She's shy.
Well, you're a little bit shy there, August. Santa's going to look into that whole car deal for you, okay?
Goodbye, August.
Hi.
Goodbye, dear. Merry Christmas, August. Ho, 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 ho.
Okay. All right, August. Thanks, honey. Santa's on his way. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, August.
Yeah, she's a little bit shy, huh?
Well, you know they're shy at that age.
Okay. Here is Mira Loma, and this is Zachary. Zachary, hello. Say hello to Santa Claus.
Hello, Santa.
How are you, Zachary?
Hi.
Hello, Zachary, and Merry Christmas.
How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. This is my favorite time of year.
What do I want for Christmas?
Did you want a snowboard, Zachary, for Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, that's a very, very big toy for... How old are you?
5.
Do you think you could handle a snowboard at 5?
Yeah, I'm going to learn how to snowboard.
Is there an adult who's going to help you with it?
Yep.
Oh, well, and you love to play in the snow, don't you? Well, Zachary, we'll do our best. And have you been good?
Yeah.
You didn't get on my naughty list, did you?
Nope.
All right, Zachary. I'm going to do my very best as Santa Claus. Yes?
Can you get my baby brother Can you wait on a second, please?
Yes, I'll hold on for just a moment.
I guess
okay.
He will.
Yes. You want me to get your baby brother something?
Yeah.
What is that, dear?
Can you get Hunter?
Did you say that you wanted baby butter?
Can you get Hunter new clothes, please?
Hunter needs new clothes. Hunter's your baby brother.
Hunter's going in the snow tea. He's going in the sleigh to go.
Well, he'll need some clothes for that, won't he? Yep. You don't want to go outside going hee-haw without the proper clothing in the snow.
Yep.
So we'll do that. We'll do what we can there for you, Zachary. And a Merry Christmas to you. A Merry Christmas.
Okay, Zachary. Santa's got your thing there and your baby brother Hunter and his snow clothes.
Thank you.
Okay, pal.
Merry Christmas, Zachary.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There goes Zachary, huh? Did you understand that?
Oh, Santa Claus, I speak kid. I understand everything the children say to me. And I know that they're all very, very good kids. Some of them get on the naughty list. Some of them don't always get what they want, but I know they're trying very hard.
Well, Santa, you're a very forgiving guy. You're a nice guy, huh? Let's go over...
Well, I hope so. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Okay.
But they get what they need. Let's put it that way.
All right, very good. Here is Orange, and this is Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Hello, Sarah. This is Santa Claus.
I hear you.
What would you like for Christmas, dear?
I want a PlayStation.
Oh, a PlayStation. Very, very popular. And the Dreamcast, too.
And I want the Barbie riding game with it.
And you want the Barbie riding game?
Yeah, I already have the one on the computer.
Yes. You want the one that fits the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, have you been a good little girl this year?
Yeah. And guess what?
You probably
forgot, but you came to my house before Christmas Eve.
I came to your house before Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to know that, though.
Well, at least I saw presents under our tree when I woke up one day.
Oh, you know that sometimes mommies and daddies help out Santa Claus.
They do?
Yes, sometimes they do. That was probably a present that I'd sent to your mommy and daddy to put under the tree before Christmas.
So do you mean you had so many presents to deliver that you had to come to our house really quick?
Well, sometimes we do, and sometimes I send them down to your mommy and daddy and say, put those under the tree, I'll be back with more.
Oh.
See, that's how it works. All right, Sarah. Merry Christmas to you.
I also want... Let me see. Walkie-talkie.
This kid wants a lot, doesn't she?
Well, she's asking for the...
All right.
You want a walkie-talkie, Sarah?
Yeah.
All right, dear.
And and I also want a happy year.
And a happy year. I will try my very best for all of those things, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
All right, Sarah.
My sister Rosie talk to you?
Well, you know, we're running out of time, so let's some other time.
Well, what do you mean some other time? Christmas is like on Thursday or Friday. When is it, Saturday?
Yeah, it's Saturday, but I mean some other time.
Well, you mean next year.
Yeah, okay, maybe next year then, Sarah, but we do have to go. But Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
And a Happy New Year. You know, I had to.
Yeah, but you don't say some other time.
Okay, fine. I'll keep that in mind. I got to take a break. Phil Henry Show here with Santa Claus. And I want to talk with you a little bit, Santa, about the coming year as well when we come back from our break, okay?
Oh, of course, Phil.
Great. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Santa Claus is here.
Phil.
Okay, so...
Phil, I wanted to interrupt you and ask you a few questions, all right? Because this is Christmas time, and I wanted to ask you about your life.
Okay, Santa, ask away.
Do you believe in me?
Do I believe in Santa Claus? Yes, I do.
Do you really believe in me? Seriously.
Seriously, Santa Claus? Of course I believe in you.
All right, let's back up a step, and I don't want you to be condescending. Do you really believe that I'm Santa Claus, or do you think I'm a man in a suit?
Santa Claus, I really believe...
No, wait. I'm asking you seriously.
You're asking me seriously. We just talked to the children. I believe that you're Santa Claus.
No, I want to know, do you really believe that I'm Santa Claus and not a man in a suit? Now, I want you to give me the respect of an honest answer.
We were just talking to children.
I know we were just talking to children. We're not talking to children anymore. I'm talking to you. Do you believe that I'm Santa Claus, or do you think I'm a man in a funny suit with a beard?
I don't know what it is that you're asking me, okay?
I think you understand fully what I'm asking you. Do you believe I'm Santa Claus? Do you believe that I'm Santa... Come here for a minute.
Don't grab me.
Come here for a minute.
Don't grab me, man.
Do you believe I'm Santa Claus, yes or no?
No, I think you're nuts, okay?
Do you believe this?
Ow!
Huh? You believe that?
What'd you hit me for?
Ow! You believe that? Do you believe in that? Do you believe in that? Huh? Get up!
What'd you hit me for?
Do you believe that I'm Santa Claus, yes or no?
I don't know what to say. I'm...
Ugh. ever make fun of me.
I didn't make fun of you, man. If you want me to believe you're Santa Claus.
But you really don't believe that I'm Santa Claus, do you? You're just saying that, aren't you?
I don't know what I meant.
Do you believe that I'm Santa Claus? Look at me! Look at me! You believe I'm Santa Claus?
Yes.
You don't believe I'm Santa Claus, do you? You're saying that you think I'm Santa Claus. Do you believe?
I guess you...
Yes or no, am I Santa Claus?
Yes.
Yes or no, am I Santa Claus?
No.
You're a liar, Phil. I'm gonna give you a little more Christmas spirit. How about this? You like that, huh?
Do you like that?
Get up here. Say something. Don't like it, do you?
Till tomorrow, car speed road calling, bird free leaf falling, we can buy time. Ba 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 ba.
And five.